Right now, an army of T cells are swimming through your body. They're on the hunt for cells that are infected with viruses and other abnormalities, and they're going to neutralize them, unless you have HIV. In that case, your T cell army is more like a ragtag band of soldiers, and that leads to all kinds of complications that we see in HIV. But what if you could make those T cells stronger? What if you could take that ragtag band aside and give them the weapons they need, not just to resist HIV, but to kill it? That's what a team of researchers at Seattle Children's has done. Dr. David Rawlings is one of those researchers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Help us visualize your strategy. You're working in gene editing. You're using a patient's own genes. And cells are tiny. Genes are even smaller. Blow up that image for us, nice and big. Can you help us see the mechanics of what you do?
So if you're looking inside of a single cell, what you would see is we introduce an enzyme which makes a single cut in the DNA structure of the cell.
It's like a scissors.
Like a scissors in one single place. At the same time that that happens, we put in a piece of DNA that we want to insert into the place that we make that cut in the DNA. And so when the DNA gets broken, the cell's own repair machinery gets turned on, and it looks for this piece of DNA that's similar to the DNA at that site and then introduces it as a repair.
So explain what happens in the repair. What does the T cell do?
So two things happen with this. So there's a knockout of a gene that is the receptor for the virus. So it makes the T cell resistant to getting infected by the virus. And at the same time, the piece of DNA that we introduce provides a new property for the cell, which is a receptor that can gets onto the surface of the cell. And then the cell, as it travels through the body, can use that receptor to identify viral infected cells. And it then senses that virally infected cell and turns the T cell on. The T cell then kills that virally infected cell.
So your ragtag army becomes a lethal army killing the bad guys.
Exactly.
Now, this isn't the first time someone's been able to edit the genes of a T cell, but they weren't always successful. The success rate for previous methods, I understand, was in the single digits. Yours, 60%. How do you explain the difference?
Well, the difference is this new method where two things have to happen. The DNA has to get cut, which the methods for doing that have improved. And the other thing is that you have to have this piece of replacement piece of DNA in the cell at the same time in large amounts. And our technology now allows us those two things to happen simultaneously at very high efficiency. And that gives this high rates of editing that we're seeing.
So an improved way of cutting and a new method to kind of combine this new great element to it.
Exactly.
Right now, you're working with the cells of volunteers. How long until someone can walk into their doctor's office and say, edit my genes, doctor?
Well, this is an emerging technology that's going to really begin to hit clinical medicine really in the next several years. And then I would say in the next decade or two, it's going to be the major way that we modify cells for therapeutics.
Is it safe?
It is very likely to be safe. It's not proven yet to be safe, but the technology for making those precise cuts in DNA has gotten better and better and more precise and less likely to have off-target cutting. And the way we're delivering the DNA, we believe, is safe because we're using things which have been used clinically before. So I think it's likely to be very safe.
Now, this is a really interesting technique, but does it only work with T cells? Could it be used to modify the DNA of other systems?
So that really is where we're most interested. So my program is really built around treating children who have genetic blood diseases that make them unable to fight off infections or have problems with their immune system. And so our main goal is actually to move this, not only to use it in T cells, but to use it in the blood stem cells and to modify genetic changes there. And if that begins to work well, then there's hundreds of diseases that could be treated with this kind of approach.
This is very exciting.
We're very excited, yeah.
Dr. David Rawlings leads the immunology research programs at Seattle Children's and an uncommonly well-spoken scientist. He made it very clear for us. If you'd like to learn more about the science behind this gene editing breakthrough, go to a link at our webpage, kuow.org. Or if you'd prefer, you could always Google efficient modification of CCR5 in primary hematopoietic cells. It'll come right up on Google that way.